something.
I will destroy them all.
Welcome to the coordinate. You have been chosen as humanity's last hope to fight against the Titans, or possibly read a very long manga. Manga?
What do you reckon it is?
Mango,
yes. Welcome to the Attack on Titan Mango podcast.
Yeah.
I like the sound of that.
So you're listening to The Coordinate, an Attack on Titan indeed. Podcast.
Woo! I am your one of your hosts. I am Bill.
I'm your other host, Tyler.
And welcome.
Yep. We're starting this podcast, just a brief background, because I really just wanted to talk about the new chapters with someone, but Bill's only seen the first season of the anime,
yeah,
so we gotta get him caught up to speed real quick.
I felt so sorry for you when I saw your message saying, hey, is anyone else reading the manga? I really want to talk about stuff, and everyone was just like, nah, I don't even know what it is.
Yeah, chapter 121 just came out yesterday, and it's like insanely ridiculous, and yeah.
Yes, so I think we're going to try and do this monthly, aren't we?
Yes.
And as you mentioned, we want to catch myself up. And also, I thought it'd be a bit strange just to start a podcast like...
in the final arc.
Yeah, here's chapter 121 of the final arc.
Yeah.
So the idea is that we're going to go through the current arcs every once a month. So this is going to be a nice light episode, I think. I think this arc's very short.
Yeah, so we sort of catch up. Ones.
Yeah, that way I get caught up, you guys get caught up out there in the universe of podcasting land, and then we'll all be caught up. We can actually start reading the manga.
Yep.
So, Tyler, how often is the manga released?
It's monthly. It comes out every month on the 9th.
On the 9th.
So there are two numbers in Attack on Titan that come up often, and it's the number 9 and the number 13. So I just realized yesterday that every chapter came out on the 9th, which, I mean, it could just be a coincidence because it's published in a monthly magazine or weekly magazine, I think. I don't know.
The 9th seems like such a strange date because, obviously, you know, it's not like the first Monday of every month. It's like specifically the 9th.
Yeah, so...
Conspiracy theories. Conspiracy.
It's weird.
Is Aladdin real?
If you're not familiar with Attack on Titan, the Japanese name is, I'm going to butcher this, Shingeki no Kyojin.
Shingeki o Kyojin. Yeah, I think that's pretty good.
No Kyojin, yeah. And Kyojin. It's written and illustrated by Hajime Isayama. Which is probably also not how you say his name, but that's what we're going with. And there's not a short way to, like, we can't shorten that, like, what was it, the Gooch?
The Gooch, yeah. Is it, how's Haji spelled?
A-A-H-A-J-I-M-E.
Ah, Hajime.
Hajime?
Yeah, because there's a one of the guys who made Final Fantasies after the Gooch stopped making them was Hajime Kabata. Hajime. I can't say it now. It sounds a bit like Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata. So,
Hajime Kabata. And there's actually a YouTube parody of that.
Nice.
Hajime Tabata. Tabata, that's it. Hajime Tabata. Anyway, yes, I apologize if I occasionally slip into talking about Final Fantasy. I have a RPG podcast, and I just love it.
Yeah, and I heard you're starting another sort of Final Fantasy-related podcast.
Am I?
Yeah, I think.
Oh, God, yeah, I forgot about that. Oh, Troy, what are you doing to me? I mean, what's this? Is this my fifth podcast that's ongoing?
I mean, it depends on what you count as ongoing.
I'm sure. We've clearly set aside these rules, Tyler, as part of the network, that a dead podcast counts as a podcast that has not released an episode in over a year.
Yeah.
So that is a class that's ongoing. So technically, Dead Podcast Society is not dead. I've got audio only experience, not dead. RPG Golden Years, which is very much ongoing because that's weekly. Tavrian Podcast, number 4, again, another weekly podcast. So this will be number 5. Do we include your day, week, month, year reviews?
Have you done an episode yet?
I've done 2 episodes for that.
Oh. Yeah.
So that would be 6.
You're going to run out of days of the week to record on because you've got that 1 hour break.
That would be my 1 hour time slot.
Yep. we should get into this before we like throw off everyone who's not familiar with our other podcast. And they're just like, these guys are just going to talk about themselves. Like, yeah.
No, there will be a link to the Probably Work Network where you can investigate any other podcast of ours that you wish.
Yep. And now on to the giant humans eating other humans.
I'm the giant human.
You're the giant human. You're going to eat me.
I am if I can find my way over to Florida.
For today's episode, you will have need to have read or watched the well. You will have need to have read the first 2 chapters of the manga, or have watched the first 2 episodes because it's about the same.
Yes, I was very impressed with how. True to the manga, the TV show is.
Yeah, it follows it really closely, and Hakuna Matata is very, very involved with the production of the anime.
Yes.
He actually kind of uses it as a way to like correct mistakes that he feels he's made with the manga. So it's kind of a better way to experience it. One major change is... he like reworked like the order that events are shown in the anime. So like in the manga, there's like it like jumps, does like time jumps back and forth, and in the anime, it's all straightforward like as it happens.
I did notice that because today we're covering the first what's called what's technically the first arc, so which is the first 2 parts of the manga.
Yep,
but I'm pretty sure the second part of the manga doesn't happen until like a couple episodes in.
Yeah, so the third episode of the anime is like where they're training.
Mm-hmm.
And that starts like chapter 15, I think.
Yeah, so possibly just watch all of season 1.
Yeah, maybe.
If you go into this. And then that will catch you up on at least arcs 1 and 2, I think.
I think that's arcs all the way through 3, I think. No, 4.
Oh wow! Okay.
Yep.
we'll get to the semantics later on.
Yep. So today's arc is the fall of Shiganshina, which is probably also not pronounced that way. I watch the anime in Japanese, so I don't really pay attention to what I'm hearing. I'm just reading it. So.
Yeah, I've only seen the English version of the anime.
Okay.
And I'm sure it's not pronounced that way.
Shiganshina. Yeah, I'll try and watch it before the next episode so I can like get some pronunciations down, because there's a lot of things like as I was taking notes I'm like I'm not sure how to say that.
Oh yeah, tell me about it. RPGs, man. Especially ones that aren't voice acted. All I get is comments about how I'm butchering names.
Yeah, you get that with the Tavarin as well.
Yeah, well, even the pronunciation of Tavrien is kind of suspect. But yes, Tavrien, Wheel of Time podcast.
Yeah, so do you want to tell us what happens in this first chapter?
Yes. People die. the first chapter starts with a nice picture of Attack on Titan. And we're introduced to something happening. There's a man, a gigantic man, smashing a wall.
Yeah.
And that's about all that we can see. It's just kind of strange because it kind of just flickers, isn't it? Like you say, we're introduced, we're seeing a bunch of people looking at some smoke coming over a wall. And then we see it from the other end and there's some gigantic human. And everyone looks petrified. And then it suddenly skips to a bunch of men riding on horseback through the woods. And we're getting loads of shouting, and kill it without fail.
And so there's some things I realized in the scene with the men riding on horses that I didn't realize the first time I like watched the anime of this. Like, there's characters in here who you'll see later that I was like, oh, that's that person. I had no clue they were in this.
Yeah, I know. It's so strange. I'm pretty sure as well this little scene with him running through the woods is like the first bit of season two.
Oh, no, this is this does get played a few times, so it might come up in season two.
But... Oh no, it's not season two. It's quite far through season one though when that bit actually happens.
No, no, yeah, this is happening in present day of the anime.
Cool, okay.
So yeah, so, I'll explain how it fits in when we get there.
But it's really cool though, because we've got a bunch of guys riding through horseback. They're all shouting at each other. They all look really serious. There's a huge titan in the middle of the woods, and then they start pulling out these weird sword things, which mm-hmm. have like grappling hooks that fire out and clip into the trees, and then they swish off of their horses and then start like flying through the trees by like attaching and deattaching the grappling hooks. And then they've got these weird, like, they're almost like gigantic Stanley blades, aren't they? I don't know if you get those cheap Stanley blades where you could just, like, they come with ridges in them so you can snap off the end and get
Yeah.
That's kind of the best way I can think of describing them. But they've got these two, like, gigantic Stanley swords.
Yeah, because they just have, like, sheaths where they just, like, put it in and pull out a new blade when they need it. So
yeah, it's pretty cool. This rig that they've got on is amazing. Do you remember what the name of it is? Because I don't mention it here.
Oh, yeah, it's the ODM gear. It's Omnidirectional Mobility Gear.
Yeah, it's just like, this is like a 14-year-old Bill's wet dream, basically. This is like, oh my God, I wish I had something that cool that I could play around with where I could just like fling myself. But it's like mechanical Spider-Man.
Yeah, and it's really cool. The only thing I don't understand is I don't know how they unhook from things.
Let's not worry about that.
It seems like they should like have something that just like cuts off those and it shoots out new ones, and they just have like thousands of them on them at any time. But
I know, but imagine the amount of gear you'd have to carry around for that.
Yeah.
But yeah, they just seem to sort of detach themselves nicely. I assume it's sort of like as it hits something, it expands, and then there's like some sort of little maneuver you do that makes it unexpand and let go of whatever it's connected to. But it's just so cool. It means all these things can fly through. All these guys can just like fly through the air and stuff after things, as long as there's enough, you know, objects around that they can attach themselves to. Mm-hmm. And it ends with just some guy shouting, "Let's teach this thing the power of the human race."
Yeah. And so just a few things to point out here. So the person leading this, his name is Commander Shadus, which is probably also pronounced wrong. And the other person you could... find in here is the person who ends up succeeding him as commander after this, and his name's Erwin Smith, and I know I pronounced that one right. And let's see, the guy doing the attack, his name is Braun, and I'm going to point him out for a reason, because we will see him again later in this chapter. We'll see some of him later in this chapter.
Okay.
Alright.
So, next, and then it just suddenly flicks to a boy asleep under a tree.
Yeah, so we have Aaron having a dream where this girl is saying, "See you later, Aaron."
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, "See you later, Aaron." Aaron. And then he actually wakes up and there's a girl waking him up saying, "Aaron." And it's his good friend, is it Mai?
It's Mikasa.
Mikasa.
Yep.
Ooh, God, my
and she's
terrible.
Like basically his adopted sister.
Yeah, that's all a bit strange. I don't really get what's going on with that. And then, yeah, she's waking him up. She's asking him if he's crying. Which is very strange. Why is he crying?
I don't know.
He just has this weird dream under this tree. Now, where is this tree? Because when I first saw this, I kind of thought, is he sitting outside of the wall?
No, they're definitely inside the wall still.
Cool. We'll get to the walls later, though. The walls is an important thing, but they don't bring it up yet. And yeah, he's sort of like, he realizes, oh yeah, I am crying, but he didn't realize he was crying. And then we're treated to some strange numbers. 8, 4, 5.
Okay, so that's the year. Yeah, that's not clear at all from just like showing up randomly.
That was wigging me out.
Yeah.
Because there's one later on where he says something and there's a number underneath it. I was like, is that how many Titans there are? How does he know this?
Yeah, but later on, there's a time jump, 5 years, and it says 850.
Right, okay. So we've time jumped to 845. So was there a time jump for the other bit at the top?
No, that was all in 845, just different day.
Right, okay, so we're in 845. So 845 years after the Titans attacked?
No.
No?
No, I don't know what that's in reference to, because the Titans showed up 2,000 years ago, roughly.
Okay. Okay, well, maybe we'll find out later on what ACs are. But yeah, basically, they walk back into their big town, which is called Trost. Is that right?
Nope. Trost is a different city. Yeah, they're in... what did I say it was? Shigen?
Oh, yeah, Shimigawa or something.
Shigenshina.
Chikenshima.
Yes, so chicken salad.
So they're in Chikenshima, chicken shish kebab. And as they're walking through the gate, they see a bunch of guards sitting around playing cards, drinking, and generally not doing a lot, which is generally the case here because everyone feels really safe within these walls. And little Erin gets very upset and pissy about it.
Yeah, he yells at one of them named Mr. Hans about how he's being lazy and they should be prepared in case there's an invasion. And he's like, my dad said that you should not be at ease because like some shit could go down. Like, what if they broke in? I know they haven't broken in 107 years, but what if they did?
Yeah, I know. And he's just like, shut up, kid.
Yeah.
I'm an adult. I've gone through the training. I'm in charge of the wall. Piss off.
But Mr. Hans actually has like a lot of respect for Aaron's dad, Grisha, because he's a doctor and he saved his wife from some kind of like illness that was like going around. So he's like, maybe your dad is right. You know, he's a good dude.
Yeah. Whereas the other guys with him sort of refer to him as being a crackpot.
Yeah.
And Aaron a couple of times mentions as well that this is a bit like being a caged animal.
Mm-hmm. And Mr. Hans tells them that, you know, when you're a soldier, you get to stand on top of the wall and you can see how, like, tiny the Titans are compared to the wall and, like, they can't do anything.
Yeah, I was just looking at that. So, because it says 164 feet, which is a 50-meter fortress.
Yeah. And, the largest Titans are usually, like, 15 meters.
Which is pretty damn tall.
Yeah. They're big boys.
So Erin and Misaka?
Misaka. No.
Misaka. They continue to make their way through the city, going back to Erin's house. And then suddenly the alarms start going off. And people start gathering around and there's a expedition returned. Occasionally what happens in this world is that they send out a bunch of troops to go and attack the Titans, which seems senseless.
So their goal is to like explore what's outside of the walls and like learn about the Titans. So these are the guys that we saw in that previous scene.
Mm-hmm. And they come back worse for wear.
Yep. Aaron's like super excited about it because he wants to join the Survey Corps, which is who these guys are. But everyone else is like, why are my tax dollars paying for this? They're just going out there and feeding them. And
And they're not wrong either. Most of the people in this expedition have died.
Yep.
And they even get confronted by a distraught mother saying, where is my son? And my Bran. And really untactfully, they give her his hand. Well, this is all we could find of him.
So this is the hand of that guy who like was the one attacking in that scene.
Yep.
So yeah, he dead.
But yeah, it's just so bad. Like the woman's on her knees going, what's happened to my son? And the bloke's just like, gives her a package, which she unwraps, and he's hands in it.
Yeah.
It's just like, why not just say, he didn't make it, rather than be like, hey, here you go.
Yeah, like, here's what's left. Why bother bringing back the hand?
Yeah, here's a doggy bag from the restaurant. So it's just like, it's so savage. And yeah, she just like starts crying, and the bloke who gave her the hand just looks like absolutely like terrified. Like his eyes are all sunken in. And yeah, he looks like, oh, why did I just do it that way? I could have been so tactful. And he then shouts in her face, because she's like, oh, I hope he didn't die in vain. And he's just like, we accomplished nothing. It's just, yeah, really, really setting the scene here of like the desperation of these people.
Yeah. Like, so this is Commander Shadus, the one like yelling. And like, I think this expedition like really broke him. I'm pretty sure this is what caused him to retire from being the commander. Just because, like, all of his people died or, like, came back, like, maimed or an arm. Mm. So.
But, yeah, and he's like, we're not any closer to finding out what these things are. And everyone just looks very distraught. Even Arian's a bit like, oh, man, I want to join this lot. And then Misa just pulls him away.
Well, yeah, there's this one guy, like, talking shit about the Survey Corps, and Aaron throws, like, a rock or something at his head. And Mikasa's like, we're getting out of here. And she, like, yanks him out and, like, throws him, like, I don't know, like, 100 feet.
Yeah, I like that. The bloke shouting after him as well, going, what do you think you're doing, you little shit? That's what he says in the manga. So, yep.
Yep.
Mark the episode as explicit. I finally sworn. Yes.
So yeah, then they go back home, and Mikasa lets Eren and her parents know that he wants to join the Survey Corps because she's a little tattletale.
Yep. And his mum is best not pleased. No, not best pleased. I was going to speak grammatically correct.
Carla is not happy to hear about it, and she's like telling his dad Grisha, like, talk some sense into your son, like, make him not be so stupid. But Grisha's just like, you know what? I've got to go. He's a doctor. He's like, I got to go see some patients, like a couple of towns up. Aaron, when I get back, you know that basement I've got with all these secrets? Here's the key. I'm going to show you what's in my secret basement.
It's just like, no thanks, Dad.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to come back from your basement alive.
So I'm really curious if Aaron's mom knows what's in the secret basement, or is she just like, what do you mean secret basement?
Yeah,
this house just has a basement?
It's so strange, isn't it? It's just like, I'll just turn a blind eye to this.
Yeah.
It's just like, the guy's got a secret basement. How? Why? What? Why are we introduced to this now as well? It's just like so strange. He just like dangles the key in front of his face and then puts it back in his shirt pocket. It's like, I'll be keeping that, thank you very much. Yep. And yeah, Erin's all very excited by the prospect of finally being able to get into the basement, but his mum's still really pissy about it. Mm-hmm. Calling him foolish, and he gets really annoyed and walks off. And then gets into, and then we meet a bunch of boys picking on another child.
Yeah, so then we have their friend Armin.
Armin, I love Armin.
Yeah, he's got like this long bowl cut type of haircut going on.
Yes.
It looks fine when he's like a kid, but like when they do the like time jump and he gets older, he looks like really, really weird with that haircut.
But yeah, he's a little blonde dude, bowl haircut. Very wimpy in many ways.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, these kids are calling him a heretic and bullying him. And Erin runs to his rescue. But actually, is it Miska beats them all up?
Mikasa.
I keep saying it wrong.
So Mikasa, she doesn't beat them up, but they're like, oh, Eren's coming. Finally, we can beat that little shit. And then they're like, oh no, Mikasa's with him. Get away.
Yeah. It's a running thing in this where Mikasa's like the uber hard one.
Yeah.
For some reason, she's just like, you know, absolute kung fu beast. And so, yeah, so they save the little blonde kid.
Yeah, and then they, what's like, his name again? Armin.
I've got to remember all this. I need to watch. See, the thing is, I've read it and then I've just immediately forgotten all of it. I need to watch the TV show. It'll stick in my head a bit better.
My secret, other than, well, I know like the main ones, like names. I have a list of important characters right in front of me.
Yeah, I probably need to make some notes. I kind of just thought, we'll just dive into this one. It'll only be two chapters. It'll be easy to remember.
Yeah, that's no problem.
I should remember from Tavrian Pod that it's not always that easy. Sometimes you're discussing something like, I don't remember that happening. yeah, so they all start sitting around talking about things.
Armin's telling them like this fight started because he said like it's stupid for us to stay like in the wall, like we need to see what's out there, you know, the whole caged bird thing. And he's like, you know, they don't want to let us out of the wall because they think that the Titans can slip in if we're too like easily going out, but there's no guarantee that just because they've never broken in before that they won't break in today. And then explosion.
Yes. I love that bit. Yeah, they could, you know, they could just break in at any time. And yes, we're back to seeing this huge smoke going over the wall. Then slowly this hand creeps over the wall. And it's just like, oh my God, the wall's 50 meters. And then, yeah, then we start seeing the bald head start to rise up. And there he is, the Titan. And he's very, I want to use the word like muscular. It's almost like he hasn't got skin.
Yeah.
So you can kind of see all the muscles over his face, and you can see his teeth and all the bits holding it together. And he slowly swings his foot back and smashes the gate. He doesn't break the wall, he breaks the gate. It's just like, this little bit will be enough for all the Titans to get in.
Yeah.
And then it also says on there, the day the human race remembered.
So can you pull up the, like, I assume you have it in front of you, right?
Yeah, yeah, I've got the manga.
Okay. The, like, panel where he's about to kick the wall in, his foot looks so weird. It looks like his foot is, like, he's just got toes at the end of his, like, calf.
Yeah, it does look really strange. And he's, if you look at his other foot, it's kind of, like, growing out of the ground. Yeah, his other foot's, like, growing out of the ground. And this one's just, like, yeah, just suddenly, like, it is, like, his leg ends in a stub and it's just got little toes on the end.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's just really strangely drawn. Obviously a Hajime can't draw feet very well.
Yeah, it's really weird, like having just read chapter 121, his like art style's so much better now than it was when this started. Like, yeah, like he does like way more detail. Like most of these look like, you know, like a sketch that he intended to go back to later. You know, like the big panels, yeah, like have like lots of detail. Like when you see the Colossal Titan, which is what they end up calling the Big Titan, when you see his face, like that's like really well detailed and shaded and everything. Hmm. But that foot, nope.
Nope, that looks terrible. And then that's basically the end of the first chapter. It flicks over, you can see a bunch of Titans ready and waiting to go through the gate that's just been smashed open. And yeah, then we flick to the next chapter. Should we just dive straight in?
Yeah, let's just go for it.
Yeah. So we're kind of reading an old book. And everyone knows 107 years ago, Tyler knew that. I thought it was 1,000 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
this is called Episode 2, That Day, by the way. Yeah, so 107 years ago, everyone save for us was devoured by the Titans. but human race, what was left of it, constructed a safe Titan-free domain by erecting these huge walls. That was until 5 years ago. So, yes. And then we flick back to what happened 5 years ago. When old Mr. Colossal Foot...
Colossal Foot.
Colossal Foot.
Let's call him Bigfoot.
Yeah. Well, now let's call him... I want to call him, like, Ankle Toe or something.
Ankle Toe?
Tony.
Tony?
Yeah, okay. We can call him Tony because his toe's right by his knees.
That's when Tony kicked in the wall.
Yeah, he smashes the wall through, and it's so nicely drawn. There's basically just like pages of panic in, mm-hmm. where there's bits of falling brick coming down, Everyone's running away. Oh my god, he's made a hole in the wall. Everyone's running.
Houses are getting destroyed by all of the like brick.
Yeah, it's just like, it's mostly just a destruction. Like, we can even see like just some bloke's feet and there's a big stone poking out the ground. So he's just been completely crushed by it. It is very graphic, this stuff.
Yep. And it only gets more graphic.
It does. It just gets more and more graphic. And we find a huge stone on top of Erin's house. And he's like, Mom!
And his mom's like, top half's hanging out. And she's like...
Yeah. She's under a load of wreckage from the house. It doesn't look like she's been completely crushed. It looks like, you know, if you had time and like a fire service, you probably could get her out and rescue her. And then we can see from a couple of streets over some Titans wandering around the streets. So they are desperately running out of time here to get Erin's mum free.
Yeah.
They're trying to rescue... Oh, yeah, go on, carry on.
Oh, I was just going to say, she's like begging them to like, forget about her, like, just get out of there because her feet are broken anyways and they're not going to be able to carry her if they manage to get her out.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah.
It's like, Erin, take Misaka and get out of here.
Mikasa. Yeah.
Mikasa. And get out of here. I'll watch the manga tomorrow and I'll get the name right by next week, next month.
So then we see this big, extra creepy looking Titan come up. It's got like this creepy smile on its face.
I love this with the Titans. Some of them just like the looks that he gives the faces are just brilliant. And like he's got like, yeah, like I say, he's got a very weird, creepy smile and he's got like really sort of like weird, greasy hair and a bowl cut.
Yeah.
He just looks really like messed up.
I remember the first time I saw the anime, I found the Titans like really creepy looking because like they're so like, they're human looking, but something just like is slightly off. It's kind of like the uncanny valley where it's like, they just don't look, they look a little too fucked.
Yeah, they do. And there's one of the scenes here where suddenly Mr. Haynes turns up.
Yep.
So the drunken guard from before.
Yeah, he pops up.
And then interestingly, the mum shouts out, wait, you mustn't fight it. She doesn't want Mr. Haynes to fight the Titan. And it's quite a far off shot here, but you can see Mr. Haynes like chasing towards the Titan. And you can also see the Titan's penis.
the Titans do not have penises.
Yes, I know. They seem to have cannoned that out.
I see what you're talking about. It does look like a penis.
It really does look like it. I wonder if at this point he was wondering, should I draw penises in all these Titans? or is that just going to be too much cock later on?
Yeah, it's like maybe he did draw a penis on this one and then he erased it. It's like a little blurred.
Oh, it's such a strange one.
Yeah, it's like, this is going to be a girl Titan.
And then we're treated to a nice little scene with Haynes here where he panics. He's just like, hey man, don't underestimate me. And then he's just like, nah, fuck this.
Yeah,
I'm not fighting this thing. And so he listens to the mum. He grabs Erin. He grabs Mikasa. Mikasa Tsukasa. I thought I should remember it. He grabs Mikasa and just runs off. And the mum looks very relieved and says, thank you. And then she shouts at him saying, survive! Erin Misaka!
Mikasa.
Tsukasa. Mikasa Tsukasa.
Mikasa Tsukasa, yes.
My home is your home.
Which is kind of funny though that I think about it. I wonder if he did that on purpose since Mikasa is adopted.
Yeah. It is a bit strange. And then then Erin, who's he's kind of on the shoulders of the height of Haynes, looking backwards at his mum as the Titan lifts up the roof of the house, picks her up and eats her.
Puts her in her mouth. Legs are hanging out, and then there's a nice little snap.
Yep.
And then they do like a close up of Erin's face, and his eyes are just like huge and horrified.
And then he starts beating up Haynes.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, we'd have saved my mum if you'd have showed up a few seconds later, you bastard. Oh, yeah, he really hates Haynes. and then he calls him a coward for not facing the Titan either.
Yeah, and Haynes, or Hans, I don't know how it's pronounced, He admits that he just like, he wasn't brave enough to face the Titan. And he's like crying, and everyone's crying. I don't think Mikasa's crying though.
No, she's just really annoyed. she's the silent violent type. And then we're treated to the evacuation scene where everyone's trying to get onto the boats, but all the boats are full, so they're all queuing up.
Yeah,
and which, then we
Mikasa and Eren get on the boat. I don't know what happens to Armin. I don't know how he escapes.
Yeah, it's not very clear. So are they on the boat?
They are.
Right, okay. So the boat's about to depart. They're on it. And then suddenly we get another Titan smashing through another gate.
Yeah, and this one they refer to as the Armored Titan.
Armored Titan, because he literally looks like he's just covered in like tortoise shell.
Yeah, and they're like shooting at him with cannons and it's doing nothing.
So he's not as tall as the other one. So we're instantly introduced to two, like, special Titans, as it were. So the one that ate Eren's mum is just, like, kind of your bog-standard Titan. They come in various sort of shapes and sizes. Some of them, like, their heads are too big for their bodies and stuff. They're all sort of, like, weird and gross. But then occasionally we're introduced to... I assume they'd probably have a name for them, but they're, like, special Titans.
Yeah, what do they call them?
See, I started watching season two and they did refer to them.
Yeah, I can't remember what they call them. It's like atypical. I don't remember.
But yeah, they're not your atypical Titan. So we've got this giant Colossus and we've got Armored Titan straight away, first two chapters. Boom. I was so pleased with that. But this Armored Titan's like absolute super speed. He just zooms past, smashes all these people out of the way, and then we do we flick back? No, they're on the boat.
Yep, they're on the boat. And so I don't really understand how everyone gets away. So the Colossal Titan, well, first of all, so how these walls are, there's three main walls, and then where this city is, how do we pronounce it?
We're treated to that in a second, aren't we? We actually get a little picture of it laid out.
Yeah.
We flick 5 years forward. So, yeah, it's kind of, like you say, in the from what I remember from the animated series, they're on the boat, and then the boat starts to depart as the Titan breaks through the wall. Then the Armored Titan disappears, and then all the other Titans start coming through. And then everyone starts panicking, starts jumping into the water, trying to get onto the boat. And it's just like the boat's just like, no, let's save who we can.
Yeah, so I'm guessing basically everyone that's not on the boat dies.
Yep, pretty much. They're all just left to their own devices.
Yeah, because Shiganshina is, it's not actually inside of the three walls. It's on like a little outcropping that's also walled in. Yes. So the Colossal Titan broke into there, and then the Armored Titan broke in through Wall Maria, which is the outer wall.
Correct. So, yep.
And yeah, so I'm pointing that out because that confused me so much when I watched the second season after not watching the show for like.
Yeah, I was just like, where is this guy coming through? Like, what is going on here?
Yeah, I'm like, I thought he already broke through the wall.
Yeah, and I was just like, where does this boat come from? So basically, what you have is. You have got what looks like four rivers coming to a point in the middle, and there's a castle in the middle. There's always a castle. And then round the castle is a wall, which is called Wall Sheena. And on each four points of this river, so, you know, each one's almost like a sort of a cross, basically.
I don't think those are rivers. I think those are just like walkways. I could be wrong.
I thought it was the river, because otherwise I don't understand where this boat's coming from. maybe Shish Kebab just had its own river.
Yeah.
Maybe some of the other ones don't. I assumed that was why they would put them all in the towns there, because then there's flowing water, you know.
Yeah, could be.
But yeah, you essentially get the castle, then a bit of ground, and then a wall going around it. So the first wall is Wall Sheena, and then you get four like little half loops on each side. Like you get a semicircle on the outside of each wall, which contains a city within itself. And then you get a space around there. And then the next wall, which is Wall Rose, which also has four cities attached to the outside of it, which have got their own big wall around it. And then another spatial area, and then Wall Maria. And so, yes, so where Eren and the guys lived where the first Titan smashed his weird deformed foot through the gate, is one of the little outside cities, and then the armored Titan smashed through the inner gate of War Maria.
Yep. And so, the reason that there are those like small cities outside of the wall, they're basically, they're like bait cities. They're to attract the Titans to those points, so that it's cheaper for them to, it's impossible to have military across all of the walls because it's so huge, because it's the size of a country. So they just have military at those locations.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it explains that at the end of the chapter.
Oh, that big bit of text. I just saw that. I'm not reading that. I'll have to make sure I read those in future.
Yeah, and so, and that big bit of text, it's like, and we'll explain sort of how the walls are made later.
Yeah, because that comes much later. I don't think they even start explaining that until season 2 of the manga, of the animated series. So we skip forward 5 years to 850. Which is where I got really confused, because this is at the end of the boat scene, Erin shouting out, "Of those animals on this earth."
And you're like, 850 of them?
Don't. Yeah, I was. I was just like, he vows to kill each one of them. And then it says 850. I'm like, is there 850? Is there 8? How does he know it's 850 times?
He counted. He's seen them.
Yes, and so we sort of skip forward to the guys and their training in order to become part of the Survey Corps. And then that's the end of the chapter.
Yep. Yeah, we see that they graduated, so we know that, they're all going to be real soldiers. And yes. Yeah. So
I think we can end that on next time. It's going to be our turn. Next time, the humans will devour the Titans. That's how the actual thing ends. And then, apart from the thing about all of the Titans attacking all of the walls, but no, they just attack the town bait. Yeah, all good.
So there's a couple of scenes I want to ask you about before we wrap it up.
Indeed.
So I told you 9 and 13 are like numbers that repeat. Mm-hmm. Like you see them often. So let me show you a few examples of that. So for whatever reason, this is in chapter 1. Page 13 is the only page of that volume that's numbered. And that's on. Okay. That's where Aaron's waking up from that dream.
So, what? So only page 13 is numbered.
Yep, out of this entire volume, only page 13 is numbered.
That's weird.
And the tree he's sitting under has 9 branches.
Okay.
Yep. So I also wanted to ask you, and I'm going to ask you this every episode. So what do you think, like, who do you think he's talking to in that dream, and like, what do you think he was dreaming about?
Well, it looks like, it does look like
Mikasa,
to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's got her scarf.
Yeah, it's got her scarf
from the dream saying, "Mikasa, when'd your hair get so long?" Because it's shorter in the dream, if that is her.
Yeah, so I kind of assume he's having a weird flashback to maybe when she was adopted.
Maybe. I don't know the answer yet.
Oh, you don't? Yeah, what? I thought you knew.
No, the newest chapter kind of, I feel like it's going to be explained in like a month or two. Because the newest chapter like starts pointing towards it.
Fair enough.
So the other question is, so the title of the first chapter is "To You 2,000 Years From Now." Who do you think the you is?
Well, it kind of feels like it's, I mean, obviously I don't know at the moment. It was one of those things where it's just like, hey, this is what happened 2,000 years in the past. Do you know what I mean? So we're 2,000 years into our century. Mm-hmm. So maybe this has something to do with Jesus.
So maybe we're the you.
That's Given the lack of information that I've got at the moment, that's the only possible thing I can grasp at.
All right, so we're the U, Aaron's the Jesus. Got it.
Yep, Aaron is Jesus. And when he's 35, he's going to start flipping tables.
All right, and so what do you think is in the basement?
Oh, sometimes I have to really check my brain.
Do you think it's porn?
I think it is porn.
Grisha is like, Aaron, you're a man now. You don't need to join the Survey Corps. Yeah. You've got everything you need in here.
I reckon his dad is a serial rapist and has lots of captives down there.
All right. You know, he refers to them as his patients.
Yep, he refers to them as his patients. He refers to it as his secret basement, and his wife is turning a blind eye, so she is complicit.
All right. We'll see if that happens in a couple of chapters or a couple of arcs.
So what's our next arc then, Tyler?
So our next arc is the Battle of Trost District. And so for that, to prepare for that episode, which comes out in a month-ish, you need to read through Chapter 14, Primitive Desire, or have watched through Episode 13 of the anime, also called Primitive Desire. And if you watch the anime, you will have also prepared yourself for episode 3.
Excellent. Okay, so up to chapter 4, so chapters 3 to 14 of the manga, or episode, you know, just watch up to series episode 13 of the first series.
Yeah, we're just like halfway through it, I think.
Cool. I think in future we won't go through it so in depth, because there'll be a lot more to go on, so we'll have to really just like do some synopsis and just pick out scenes that we particularly like.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yep. Got anything you want to say to us, you can tweet us at CoordinatePod on Twitter, or you can shoot us an email, coordinatepod@gmail.com. And, yeah. I don't know what you have to say to us. Try not to spoil things for the future arcs, because Bill's, like, ignorant to a lot of it.
But and you like my ignorance, don't you?
Yes. Especially since one of those questions I ask you, there's already an answer to. And
really?
I'm going to spoil it for you slightly. It's not that Grisha is a serial rapist.
Oh, it's the 2,000 years from now.
So, no, I'm saying Grisha's not a serial rapist. So you'll have to come up with a different answer next time.
Okay. So he's not a Joseph Fritzl. He's someone else.
Yep.
Do you guys know who Joseph Fritzl is?
I have no clue.
He was a guy in Austria who he was found to have like a couple of women locked in his. So he'd built a basement and had locked some women in there for like 20 years, and wasn't particularly nice to him. And his wife kind of knew that they were there.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a big thing. That was a big thing 5 years ago when the police finally figured that one out. He is not a nice man.
Mm. Is he dead?
I think he's in prison for a very long time.
Yeah. One of those things where like you get caught, you commit suicide. But
I think I thankfully think they caught him beforehand, and he will just rot in prison forever, thankfully.
Yep, we're ending this episode on a high note.
yes, we don't have death penalties over here. He will rot. So. Let's hope there isn't women in his basement. In fact, we know there's not. Okay, right. I've dug myself a big hole.
Yep. So, do you want to plug your 5 podcast? You've plugged them a little bit.
I'm just going to plug. If any of you guys out there are into the Wheel of Time, obviously Amazon have just greenlighted the new TV show. There's a lot of hype on Twitter at the moment because they're announcing cast members like every Wednesday. Wheel of Time Wednesday. So yeah, we've got a Wheel of Time podcast where we're going to read through the books one or two chapters at a time each week, and that's called the Tar Vrien Pod. And I also have a podcast called RPG The Golden Years, where me and my buddy Rich are slowly playing through a list of 500 old school RPGs up for home consoles. So if you do like games like Final Fantasy, Grandia, Saga, all those sort of things, come listen to us over there.
Yeah. So this podcast has a much narrower scope. Like, I'm glad I'd like hold you in on this one, because this one has like a definitive end, I feel like. Like a an end that you can actually reach, unless like the manga is supposed to end like within the next year or so. So unless this takes like a piece like One Piece, where it goes on for like 1,000 chapters, this should be the one podcast you actually finish.
Yeah, I know. Well, because the Wheel of Time is going to be a ridiculous one, because although that series is finished,
there's 15 books.
Yeah, there's 15 books, and they're all like 50 plus chapters each. And the last book has one chapter in it, which on the Audible version of the book is 9 hours long.
What the fuck? That is insane.
Yeah, it's amazing, but yeah, I still have no idea how we're going to cover that chapter in my 1 hour.
I just imagine like how I read books. I'm usually like, I'll read one more chapter. Like reading that one, I'd be like, when does this end?
Yeah, I know. I had to do that. I kept flicking through going, this doesn't end. Yeah, this does not end.
So anyways, you can catch my other podcast, Too Young for This Hit. It's coming back hopefully by the end of this month.
Yeah, I need it to come back because I've got loads of stuff I want to watch with you.
So yeah, keep an eye out for that. And until then, if you never listened, you know, there's like 12 episodes or so out, I think it's 12.
And yeah, they're all very good. I love the Aladdin episode. The Aladdin is one of my favorite episodes. And obviously the Big Door and Tron.
Yeah, the Tron episode's like the least popular episode, so go listen to that one.
Really?
It's a good one. Yeah.
Oh, I love the Tron episode.
The Aladdin episode's like performing so much better than all the other ones, I guess because it's Aladdin. I don't know.
I think you timed it well with the film as well, so people weren't searching for it.
Yeah, fun fact, I wanted to do Aladdin because my wife wanted to watch the live action film. We have still not seen it.
Brilliant. Don't.
Yeah. Sorry.
Cool. That's it from the coordinate.
Next month. Yep.
I don't know what the coordinate is.
Yeah, you're not going to find that out until a long time.
Oh, man. I'm glad we've named the podcast after something I'm oblivious to.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and actually, our logo is based on an image from chapter 120, so...
Oh, what? I thought it was to do with the tree that you were sleeping under.
Nope. So you got 118 more chapters to go until you understand what our podcast is.
Okay. Oh, indeed. Yeah. So thanks for listening to The Coordinate. If you are, you know, walking outside of the walls, try not to get eaten.
Yep. And let's see. Is there a line in here I can end on? Nope. Yeah,
I'm going to kill all 150 of them.
Yeah. And until next time, I'll destroy you all.
Oh, yes. Eren, Musaka.
Musaka.
Survive.
Eren, Moose Knuckle.
Survive.
We're never going to remember all the names we made up for the characters.
No, I like Moose Knuckle.
Friends, this is Troidal Power, host of the Troidal Power Presents the Power Playthroughs podcast with Troidal Power, a podcast where I, your host, Troidal Power, play through games in a powerful way. And I'm inviting you to listen to Troidal Power Presents the Power Playthroughs podcast with Troidal Power, a podcast where I, your host, Troidal Power, play through games in a powerful way. You can find it and a lot of other weird shows at probablywork.com.
This has been a presentation of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
at Probably Work for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.